doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is Esther Dobuzinski with your Daily Dodge Sports Center. Packers running back Josh Jacobs went down with a knee injury on Sunday. It is unknown if he will play this Sunday, but Matt LaFleur has confidence in Emmanuel Wilson and Chris Brooks.
That's one thing you can always count on, Chris Brooks, man. That guy is going to, he's going to do his job, and he is going to strain while doing it. And so I got a lot of confidence in him. I know he only had the one carry, but I thought he did a nice job on that carry as well, just hitting the hole with some authority. And then Emmanuel, he did what he needed to do as well. And both those guys, you know, if called upon, I have confidence that they're going to get the job done.
The Packers play the Vikings on Sunday at noon. Coverage starts at 10 on 95.3 WBEV. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo is expected to be out for the next 1 to 2 weeks with a low-grade left groin injury. They play on Thursday against the 76ers. Coverage starts at 6:30 on 95.3 WBEV. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Keep up to date with all the latest going on in high school athletics across the region by heading to the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com. Local scores, interviews, and more.
Sharon needed legal help. She needed Gruber Law Offices.
When I think about Gruber Law Office, I think about how they took care of me, how they make sure that you get what you're supposed to get. Gruber Law Office. One call, that's all. I will always, always trust one call, that's all.
Injured? Call Gruber Law Offices today. One call, that's all.
They are the best. I'm very happy.
Hey, it's Brad Nortman from KBN. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, WBEVAM, Beaver Dam, Dodge County, a locally owned Good Karma brand station.
It's time for the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, featuring the real athlete.
I am an athlete. I am going to show up and dominate.
Wally Lukaczynski, covering everything Title Town and pro college and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Here are these heroes? Really, heroes?
Just proving the hero that I am, just in the nick of time to be tortured for all of your enjoyments at home.
Okay, here are these heroes now. Broadcasting live on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It's a Wednesday, but it's the last time you're going to be hearing from Charlie Dern and I this week on the Dam Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. We have a Mayville State Championship game tomorrow. So Wade and I are going to be in Madison covering that. Charlie and I are going to break down a little bit about that game here a little later today. But before that, we're going to be welcoming Jason Wilde back on the show as he often joins us on Wednesday and Fridays. And we have a lot to talk about because while the Packers did win last week, you were kind of the Debbie Downer of the world. I'm interested to see if you still have the positive energy or if we're a little bit guarded at this point. And then, of course, we're going to end the day's show with Who Said It Wednesday, a new segment we did last week. We'll bring Ashley Dobrzynski down here. She's going to pop around different quotes from around the sports world and around the office, and you and I are going to try to figure out. Last week, we were awful, by the way.
That's what I was going to say. We were really bad at that last week, so we've got a lot of improvement there.
We
That's
do.
For sure.
Absolutely. And then, of course, we have to do our Friday picks on Wednesday today because we will not be here Friday. We'll catch you up on everything that's looking on that, where we're at in the standings. But before we go any further, we have to welcome on our Packers guy, Jason Wilde, to the show. You can hear Jason live on Wilde and Tausch weekdays from 9 a.m. until noon across ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. You can also read all Jason's work under the Packers tab at channel3000.com. Jason, it's the last time we get to talk to you today, so it's a little bit of a weird feeling, but how are you doing in your world?
Great to be with you, Wally, Debbie. It's a great pleasure to be with both of you. Charles, my man.
What's that?
Come on. Why you got to be Debbie Downer? Why are you such a negative Nelly? What's your deal, man?
That was last week, Jason. And
did you turn the page?
Well, that's where I wanted to start.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, that was last week. So if you turn the page, no, that's where I want to start, with the negativity.
Jason, we watched the same game. It's not like that was... There wasn't an abundance of joy that I took away watching that. It was a struggle as well, and you know, ultimately they faced that adversity and pulled it off. I want to know. I want you to tell me your number one positive takeaway that'll put me to bed at night with a smile on my face.
Well, first of all, I don't need that kind of imagery. You got like your own little jammies, so they have the footy bottoms and everything.
Oh, I got it all. The candles.
So first off. Like, think about the number of drops they had, which are obviously, you can't do that.
That's a negative.
That's a negative, but if you think about the fact that those opportunities were there, which we've been critical of their defense for not having enough opportunities, right, not creating enough turnover plays. I'm in the middle of writing about this right now. I mean, they had five interception opportunities. They caught one of them. That's how a game that ended up 27-20 instead ends up being 38-10, right? I mean, two of their three touchdown drives that the Giants had came after dropped interceptions. So right there, and just take those plays, for example, right? Just take those two specific drops, not even the other two, just those two. If you get those stops there, you cash in, you know, Charlie Downer here.
A lot of ifs going on, Jason.
I don't think that's a lot of ifs at all. I think it's those two, right?
I'm just joking.
My point is that certainly it was not an impressive win over a team that is now 2-9. I do think that teams do tend to get a bump when they start out with a new coach. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, like, I understand your negativity. I get it, but I just think you're choosing to be negative when there's opportunity to be a little more positive.
Agreed, and I don't want this to be the bit because
no, Charlie Downer might be catching on right here. I like that.
I feel like we're in a good place trending up after watching that game. It wasn't the prettiest, and that's fine. That there hasn't been. Every single team in the NFL has had multiple weeks like this, especially after watching the Lions play the Eagles. That's certainly fair to say.
Well, and Jason, if you're looking at the positives out of this game, not only did Micah Parsons come up with two clutch sacks in this game, one to end the game, one to end a drive, but you got to see Jordan Love make some very, very high-level throws. The one that jumps out to me is that one that gives you the lead against the Giants late in the fourth quarter. Great catch by Christian Watson. What is it about Jordan Love when we get to this time of year? I know there's a lot of jokes about Toyota-thon, but like it seems like when you get about 7-8 weeks left of the year, Jordan Love reaches another gear. Why do you think that is, and are we set to see that jump again?
Yeah, what do they say? I don't know enough about investing to speak intelligently on it, but I think the old saying is. Previous performance is not an indicator of future success.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think we have to be a little bit careful to assume that every year he's going to finish this way. But you're right. You know, they do all kinds of fun promos with Toyota. But again, like I think that's a great narrative. But he's also had some games down the stretch where he hasn't played at as high of a level as they needed him to. Right now. The biggest thing is that he set a bar back in 2023 where it was, I mean, what did he throw, 18 touchdowns against one pick? Like it was Rodgers-esque. So when he has those kinds of performances, you want that to be all the time. And not even Rodgers himself put together long enough stretches. He had the 2016 run. But that was about it. So when I look at this team where they are now, they need him to play at that Toyota-thon level because we don't know what they're going to get from their run game. We don't know if they're going to have Josh Jacobs available on Sunday. We don't know what Emmanuel Wilson's going to do. So to me anyway, when I look at the kind of the big picture of where they're at, Toyota-thon should be on. And if it is, they're obviously going to be in a really good position. But it's not just him, and that's one of the things that Matt LaFleur always emphasizes, right? Like, it's 11 guys. Like, Jordan Love, you know, Tausch said he thought it was one of his best games on Sunday. He completed 13 passes. Well, he also had 5 drops, right? And I don't want to do ifs with Charlie Downer, but that obviously is not on him, right? Romeo had 2 huge ones, bounced back from them. I think they gave Watson one for that deep ball on 3rd and 2 after they got the 4th down stop. My point is that I don't think they're that far away. I still don't think they're a Super Bowl team without Tucker Kraft, but things fall your way and you get hot. Maybe some things can go better than expected.
Real quick, Jason, did you receive one of those Toyota-thon sweaters?
I did not, and I wouldn't wear one if I did.
Okay, fair enough. You touched on Josh Jacobs. We went from on Monday hearing it's not a season-ending injury, which was a sigh of relief, and now all of a sudden we're hearing he could be back. I don't think they should. I don't think they will play him. You were there for Matt LaFleur's press conference where he spoke on it?
I was not. I was doing a wildly popular radio program known as Wildy and Tausch.
Ah.
But I certainly have read the transcript, and I watched it after I got done talking with Tausch this morning. So, look, he's got a bruised knee. And I don't say that to be, like, dismissive of the seriousness of his injury, right? It's easy for me to say, oh, it's just a bruise. It's not my knee, right? And let's be honest, playing on that surface at MetLife Stadium is like playing on green painted concrete.
Yep.
So I can understand why he's having an issue with it. Now, that said, you know, I don't know if you risk playing him or not, right? I mean, I'm not saying that you look past this game and go, well, it's the Vikings. Because they lost to the Vikings twice last year. J.J. McCarthy is not playing nearly at the level that they got from Sam Darnold last year. But with a Thursday game against the Lions, I personally would play the high side of caution. And I think that's what you're saying, too. Whether or not they actually do that, you know, if Jacobs is ready, if Jacobs is cleared, he's a little bit like Rodgers and Favre and the offensive linemen I've covered over the years. Like, if it's ever borderline, they're playing. They're just not going to sit. And so I understand that that's his mentality, but I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm with Charlie Downer on this one. I'd probably sit him too.
Would it be fair to throw Brandon McManus in that conversation of if they're borderline, they'll go?
Yeah, but I think that's obviously a totally different scenario, right? Like, this is, we're talking about pain tolerance for 40, 50 snaps, whatever you end up playing, as opposed to a kicker where I would just argue that by playing through an injury to your kicking leg, mm-hmm. I find that to be incredibly impactful to your performance, right? I mean, to me, that's the issue that I would have, is that, like, you do this and you play through this, your accuracy is going to be affected whether you want it to be or not. And, like, a running back, there's more wiggle room, right? It's not as straightforward as, did it go through the uprights or not? Maybe you don't hit a hole as quick, but maybe you're able to do something to make up for it. I don't think you can do that with the kicking game. So if he's still having quadriceps problems, he should not be kicking. And the fact that he came in Saturday and had to admit that he had tightness and they, you know, basically deactivated him, and then Haverstick has the issues that he had with the Ray Finkel, which you're way too young for, so I'm assuming you're one of the people that needed to have that joke explained to him with the Ace Ventura thing. You know, I don't blame Haverstick for that one. He missed the other one. It's pretty windy. I'm just going with Haverstick until McManus is 100%, because I'll tell you this, I want him to be the kicker when the season is on the line and you need a guy to hit a 54-yard field goal to advance to the NFC Championship game. And if you keep putzing around with this, that's not going to happen.
In a weird way, was those misses last week almost a blessing in disguise that you put away that Brandon McManus might be worried about his job, and now we can focus on getting healthy and you still have that confidence in Haversick to go out there and kind of bridge the gap for a couple weeks or however long it may be?
That's a really positive way to look at it, Wally.
Thank you, Jason. That means a lot from
you. God, is that refreshing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It means a lot from you.
I saw McManus today briefly. I didn't get to interview him. But if we're being honest, like, he can say that it doesn't affect him. But you know it does, right?
Yeah.
Like, how does it not affect you? Like, the kid made all 10 of his kicks. He set the franchise record. I understand it was in a climate-controlled environment. But, like, you're still human, right? And you're still going to have tiny insecurities. Now, do I think that it was, like, completely wrecking his mental approach? I would certainly hope not. The guy's a professional. But doubt creeps in, right? I mean, let's be honest. With the way Corey is rising up the ranks in this company, I'm worried he's going to take my spot on our show.
he's a man possessed, I'll tell you that much. But
he's aiming for me. I can feel the target on my back.
That's why he was asking you for all the journalism tips. He's got something out there. You got to be keeping your head on a swivel, Jason.
I you know what I like about you, Wally.
You know I ain't coming for no job.
No, what I like about you is you have this incomparable personality. So you are going to go far in this business, not only because you're talented, but because, A, you exude positivity, unlike other people on this panel, and, B, you've just got such a big flamboyant... I mean, I'm still dealing with the cracked ribs from the hug I got from you the last time I saw you in person. So I can't replicate that, right? I could never do that. You could probably replicate what I do, but you're going to go far because of what you have going for you. Now, again, Charlie Dern, I think, is a talented guy. Do I think he's a little negative during today's program? Yes. Do I wish we had Friday to get together again to talk so we could maybe, you know, get off on a better foot next time? It'd be nice, but I guess that's not in the cards.
Hey, that's all right. It gives us a week to think about how we can be better. And hopefully the Packers get a win against the Vikings. And then we come back and we get positive Charlie on Wednesday, Jason. But before we let you go...
Surely the defense gets off the field on Sunday, right?
There you
kidding,
go.
Kidding, Jason. It's a joke.
Gosh. Well, Jason, on the way out, do we have time? I know I hate when I do... You hate when I do this to you, but do we have one more question time here?
As long as it's not from Charlie, yeah.
Yeah, you got it, Jason. It's coming from me. Because I want to ask you about Matthew Golden and Christian Watson. We talked to Gabe earlier this week over from ESPN Milwaukee, and I was curious what his take was, and I want to get the same feelings from you. Do you think that these two guys can coexist and both be very efficient in the same offense, or is this a situation right now where even if it's unintentional, they're going to be eating the targets for one another?
Oh, no, I think they can definitely coexist. Now, you know, what this wide receiver group looks like a year from now, I have no idea, right? I mean, Romeo Dobbs is going to be a free agent. I still am skeptical, even though he's had some really productive moments for them, I'm still skeptical that they'll bring him back. Wicks will be going into a contract year. Reed will be going into a contract year. I personally, if my top four receivers are Watson, Golden, Reed, and Wicks next year, I feel really good about that. And then I've got Savion Williams as my return guy and my gadget guy. Like, I feel really good about that. I think Golden, they both have great speed, but I think Golden is one of those guys that can take the top off the defense like Greg Jennings sometimes did, but he could be so good in intermediate routes. He's got great body control. You know, I do think it's worth noting that Jordan Love had a comment a couple weeks ago where he said, you know, I think his route running is becoming crisper, which would mean that it wasn't crisp previously, right? Yeah. And so I do find myself wondering a little bit, you know, there's a reason why it's hard to hit the ground running in the NFL as a rookie wide receiver. And some guys have certainly done it, but most of them have not. And I know he'd like to be more productive like Teterola McMillan or a Mecca Buka, but I think he's going to be a really good player. But between the injuries he's dealt with lately, with some of the other guys they have in the mix, I think the biggest blind spot we have had when we've been talking about this offense is how much Jaden Reed meant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the catch he made that he got hurt on against Washington, like, he was their leading receiver in the opener. Like, he led them in receiving the last 2 years. There's only 2 years that he's been with the team. Like, I think we probably undervalued that because of Golden and because of Tucker Kraft. And so I'm going to be really interested to see. He's apparently not going to come off IR this week, but if they can get Golden healthier with the shoulder, when they get Reed back, I think maybe they can do a better job of recreating Tucker Kraft in the aggregate than I maybe expected they could.
Well, thank you as always for joining us, Jason. Dare I say that this is a positive note to end on?
God. Look, I love Charlie. I love giving him a hard time. I know he has. He is a dyed-in-the-wool Packers fan who cares very deeply, and he's one of those guys. Hey, this ain't this. They call this title town. They don't call this lose the first round playoff game town. So I get it. He demands a lot from his team, and we'll see where they end up 7 games from now.
Well, thank you, Jason. We appreciate you, Charlie. Any parting words today?
Well, that's almost a direct quote from my dad, Jason. So maybe that's where I'm getting it from, and you can take it up with him next time.
Well, I like your dad a lot. Obviously, I think the world of him. My issue here, if I could deliver some constructive criticism, I just thought we got off to a little bit of a negative start. You could mix the negative in, but, you know, I thought, you know, you'd be excited to talk to me, and you'd boom, right away, Johnny Negative.
Well, we'll be thrilled to have you on next week, Jason, hopefully at 7-3-1, and there won't be anything to frown about, but we will make sure we talk to you then.
All right, we'll Charlie Downer still be on the program?
It depends on how well J.J. McCarthy plays is probably the answer to that question.
Look out for 9.
Oh, boy. All right, boys. Take care. Be good.
The great Jason Wilde, as always, coming on Wednesdays and Fridays. We're so thankful for him to be here, and we're very positive about having him. So, Charlie, we have to ask you, because you even, like, going into the show today, you were like, wonder what the reaction will be with the negativity from last week. Charlie Downer, is this a permanent fixture here?
That better not be a recurring bit on the show. Ultimately, I feel as though I am being my honest self, being my honest fan. I'm not going to be a guy that after we beat the Giants and that way that I'm like, all right, Super Bowl's back on. You know, they've got to keep getting better incrementally every week. And if they can prove that this weekend again, then, you know, we're going to be looking a lot better than in a better spot, I should say, than maybe we are now. A
lot of yin and
that's
yang
all.
Here. I love
that's
it.
All.
No, whoa! I'm all with you here.
Oh, you were giving you were feeding him. You were feeding.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You introed the show that way.
What? I don't remember that. We'll have to check.
That's
back.
Why Jason.
We'll
then
look back
gave
at
it
the
me.
Tape. We'll have to look at the tape at some point. I don't remember it happening that way, but I do remember going 5-0 last week and cover 5 picks. So when we come back, we're gonna have to touch base, figure out where we're at in the standings. What our 5 picks are this week, because we do not have a show Thursday and Friday. We'll tell you why right on the other side of the break with those picks, with more Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
It's the biggest savings event of the year. Menards 11% rebate ends Thanksgiving Day. Save big money on everything you need for any project. We've got something for everyone. Homeowners, contractors, DIYers, the kids, and even grandma. Hurry, Menards 11% rebate ends Thanksgiving Day.
Save big money at Menards.
11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, HIMS.com/JOY.
Join us for our next Pack Attack party of the season, Sunday, December 7th at Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam. Registration starts at 11 a.m. and kickoff at noon. Watch the game on Tower Lanes' many TVs as Green Bay takes on Chicago. Register to win incredible prizes, including the McKinstry's Home Furnishings best seat in the house. Plus, a free light lunch at halftime, courtesy of Pizza Ranch in the market at Beaver Dam. That's Sunday, December 7th at Tower Lanes. Check out DailyDodge.com for more.
Celebrate the taste of the holidays at the market at Beaver Dam. Get lowest legal pricing on Busch or Busch Light 30 packs for $21.49, Miller Lite or Coors Light 30 packs just $22.98, and there's more low price deals on Captain Morgan, Tito's, and Jim Beam. Corbel Brandy is just $19.98, and Carbless Cocktails are only $8.99. Prices are good through November 30th. Download the My Market app for more holiday savings only at the market at Beaver Dam.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our orthopedic and sports medicine team is committed to personalized care that meets your individual needs. From arthritis to complex sports injuries, we treat a wide range of conditions with the latest in both surgical and non-surgical options. We're here to help you move better and feel stronger. Now seeing patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Hello, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. I invite you to stop in and discover the Power Lift Chair Recliners. We have the largest selection in Dodge County, ready and available for prompt delivery. With the touch of a button, these chairs lift you to a standing position or recline you to a comfortable nap. You can even get a lift chair with heat massage or with an adjustable headrest and lumbar support. Some models even have cup holders and wireless phone chargers. There are a variety of sizes in stock, from small to the big man's. Prices only start at $599. Don't worry about the power going out because the lift chairs come with a battery backup. Delivery is free. If your loved one needs a lift chair in their room at an assisted living facility, McKinstry's will deliver it. McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam. Use the entrance in the tower parking lot, which is handicap accessible.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year. McKinstry's.
Sports, spice, and occasionally nice. You're tuned in to Corey and Wally on the Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, Dodge County's local sports show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon cards, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go, be a part of a group, and watch for your favorite players and teams as the packs get opened. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today, look for the orange logo, and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards. Your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. Charlie, as we are seeing this, I clicked the button too late, hand up. Real Sports Cards still going on if you're watching on the Daily Dodge stream right now. But we are going into our Friday picks on Wednesday. And part of the reason for that is we are going to not have a show Thursday and Friday. We are covering the state championship game for Mayville tomorrow. And then the Badgers basketball team is playing on Friday. So the next 2 weeks with this and then Thanksgiving, you only get 3 days of us. So we are going to be hitting our Friday picks a little early. And Charlie, to set the scene, last week you came in and you hit us with declaration that you take a lot of pride in your picks. I want to open the floor to you.
You're bringing up last week. Why is that?
Well, you got to go 1-0 each week.
Maybe it's because you went 5-0. You're like, we should keep
talking. Oh, did I go 5-0?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So I guess that's a good place to start the segment off, because last week with that, we entered this tied, and I do have asterisks all over the record because Charlie, while he's really 2-3 in this competition, he inherited Corey's record because we were tied at the time that you took over with the show last week. You are now 3 games back, so I'm going to give you the first opportunity to pick a winner today. Who are we starting it off with?
Yeah, 22-33 makes me want to spit. And going 2-3, especially like you pick the Raiders and they're like,
first of all, shame on you.
That is a shameful pick. Like that, they might be
have some pride.
They might be the worst team in the league.
Dude, it's the worst offensive line I've seen in my entire life.
It's I saw some film of it too. It's a joke.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Well, that's where I feel bad for guys like Ashton Jeanty. And even though Geno Smith has been a baby in a lot of the regards of how he's handled things this year, there ain't a quarterback that's ever walked this earth that could survive with that group of weapons in line right now. That's Raiders Wally talk for a minute. Well, I'm done now.
And Jeanty might be Saquon Barkley 2.0.
Yeah, he's going to go somewhere, he's going to boom.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a lot of fun the 3 years where he's having 3.8 yards of carry and breaks one a game.
Yeah, right. Well, that's okay. That's okay. We won't, that's a negative subject, and I'm working on it.
Yeah,
We're going to spin through it, and we're going to start with winners. That's how I'm going to turn the mood around. The line on Thursday night is Houston plus 5.5 at home against the Bills.
Yep.
That's weird.
Bills are also a dumpster fire. Why the respect for them and none for Houston then?
C.J. Stroud isn't playing, or is he? It doesn't even really matter. A lot of my picks this week are going to be purely like we're looking at numbers here.
It's a numbers week?
Because the Bills just had a dominant win over the Bucks where they won by like 12 points at home. Now they're going all the way to Houston for this one. I think it kind of smells of like a close game. There's a real chance. In a couple of these that I have too, that they're just complete blowouts and that I was never really actually that close. But, what's that?
Davis Mills is starting.
Okay, Davis Mills is starting? That's fine. That actually might be good because I'm low on CJ Stroud.
Okay.
Selling
Stroud stock.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Then, especially since Davis Mills is playing, the fact that it's 5.5 points, that feels wrong.
Oh, I know people in the Chicago market know a lot about Davis Mills. When the guy just goes out, he's a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a gamer. So we're going Houston plus 5.5.
I'm going Houston plus 5.5 for my first one.
All right, I'm
going
to go with a big number, actually, and I'm a little grossed out by it, but I do think that Detroit minus 11.5 at home against the Giants is going to hit. It feels like Detroit is one of those teams where 1 week they're going to shut an opponent down and hold them to 10, 13 points, and the next one in that gun race. And I'm really hoping it doesn't look like that. I think it could be one of those lopsided, weird, big scores from them where it's like 44-21 or something like that. I think not only am I going to win, I think on the Cover 5 app, where I'm competing with everybody out here in Dodge County, I'm going to make up a lot of points.
Yeah, and it feels like the Lions, especially now coming off a loss where they looked really bad offensively, and they've kind of struggled offensively, getting to come home against the Giants, they're going to run the ball a million times. You know Dan Campbell's going to probably try and prove a point in this game. And
it's a kneecap game.
Yeah, I think that you're right here. I think they're going to blow him out. And honestly, I might have to. I wish I took that one. That's a good pick there.
Thank you.
Positivity. See, positivity, being kind to one another. That's what we're all about here.
We pay
on the
it
damn
forward.
Sports show. Yeah,
that's all we do here.
That's right.
And I'm going to pay it forward. I'm going to throw it right back to you, Charlie. Give me another winner, and I can compliment you very hard on the other side.
I've got the Chiefs at home.
Ooh,
minus 3.5. -3.5. This is where everyone hops off the Chiefs.
Yep.
And everyone is then after this week, it's going to be back to really like hope to make the playoffs at that point. So they have a steep mountain to climb, but this is the total absolute back against the wall home game. Mahomes hasn't looked good. He definitely didn't look good last week against the Broncos. I think this is a great chance for him. It is a little bit of a problem with the Colts coming off of a bye. But, like, I'm still not scared of Danny Dimes, and I'm just going to take the better quarterback in that one.
There's something about the Colts that I am going to either be – it's like last year with the Vikings.
They are the Vikings,
where it's just like, you know, they're going to make the playoffs, they're going to win that division, and then they're going to run into a strong 6 or 7 seed, and then see ya. Oh, no. No, 6-7. Why did you? Oh, this is breaking me.
You say 6-7 all the time.
I didn't
realize
how much I said it until this trend started happening, and now I'm really in a dark place. I'm going to move off that. I have a trend this week of picking really ugly games, and
mine are like foul.
Yeah, this next one's really gross. Cleveland plus 3.5 in Vegas.
Ugh,
and I mean, I don't know who's going to watch that game.
Sorry to interrupt you. That is a call the hotline game.
1-800 gambler.
Yeah,
this is that game for you.
Oof.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I will be tuned in because I have a lot of family and friends from Cleveland, and I'm a Raiders fan. But it ain't going to end well. It's going to be a low scoring, ugly game. Browns outright in this one.
Shador.
How did you see the sack against him this week? And they hit him with the same celebration on him.
That's mean.
It was a little tough.
It was his debut.
He was
nice.
Like, of like 6 for like 15 yards at that point.
He looked bad.
It wasn't great.
He looked bad, but the Raiders looked worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
speaking of bad, it would be my record picking for or against Jags games, so I'm going to keep trying. That's not the definition of insanity at all. Jags are 2.5 points at the Cardinals this week. I went against the Cardinals last week, and we saw how that went. I think the clock is starting to get to midnight for the Cardinals. They are playing like, you know, they're fighting.
At least they are. You can tell that they actually are playing for Coach Gannon.
But the Jags need to kind of get going here if they really want to take that division, especially against my Texans that I think are going to compete on Thursday. So ultimately, I've got the Jags. I don't have many good things to say about the Jaguars or Trevor Lawrence, really. But
as you shouldn't.
And I said it before the show. Now that I picked the Jags, the Cardinals are going to win.
That was a lose-lose. No matter what you do in that game, the opposite will happen. Mm-hmm. And I actually felt very similar with this next game for me because it feels like a low number. Philadelphia -3 at Dallas. Dallas's defense is a sieve. We know it's awful. In theory, Philly should really look a lot more like the team that won the Super Bowl last year than they have this year. But no matter what way you go, it feels like either team can win. Dallas is fighting for their playoff lives and season as a whole. But I'm going to go with that defending Super Bowl champions in the team from the wrong side of the state of Pennsylvania. I'm going to take the Eagles -3. I'm going to snake it back to you real quick. Atlanta +1.5 at New Orleans. Talk about another gross game. It's a great rivalry, but at what cost? Like, why are you watching this game? I think the Falcons get it done, even in New Orleans, in the Big Easy. +1.5. It's another one. I kind of think the Falcons are going to just go in there and win this game by a touchdown and shock some people that they have life still.
It was smart of you to move away from the Cowboys game pretty quickly because I was going to comment about how their defense actually looked
solid. Well, I wonder against who. They played a high school offensive line right. And not one that would be playing in the state championship tomorrow, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then picking Kirk Cousins, Godspeed to you.
Thank you.
I don't even want that game to come up. That's a 325.
Kirk Cousins. You're going against that?
I just don't want to watch it. I don't want to see it on Red Zone.
You won't see it on Red Zone, I can promise you.
That'll probably be the game they show the most. There's always one of them every week that they show a bunch of for no reason. I'll snake mine as well. I've got the Bengals +8. I don't think Joey B is what I was going to go with. I don't think he's going to play. But there is indications that he did fully practice today, and there's indications that he's going to be returning soon. It looks like closer to Thanksgiving, but I think that might start, you know, giving this team a little bit of life. And their season's over. Like, don't get me wrong on that part, but I think ultimately when you get him back, that it'll be a big deal, and maybe they start to kind of turn into form a little bit here. It probably should be a bigger line as well. It's already at 7, so
you're not worried about Spitgate. No Jamar Chase?
Not really, because T. Higgins is amazing, too. Yeah. It's next man up. And then Andres Yosivas, people love him, and he's all right, too. So, yeah, I'll go with that. Don't feel great about it, but, you know, sometimes you gotta plug your nose and go after it.
That's all it was for these picks. I got one more, and then we'll go to break. But can you explain to me why Tampa Bay is a 7-point dog in L.A. playing the Rams? I understand it's a road game, but it's a road game in name only. The Rams don't have a home field advantage.
So,
and it's Baker Mayfield. I can't bet against Baker Mayfield. I can't. I got a fever.
Yeah, the only thing would be like people think that Baker might be playing through an injury, and that might be like
heard that before.
Like yeah, right. Because that's what he does. That's all. I mean,
he's a dog.
He's a gamer. So that would be the only thing with that one. Because I originally had Rams -7, but I thought they were on the road. Because either way, I was like, that is what are we doing here? The Rams. That means they're at least half a point or 1.5 points better than the Bills. When the Bills were at home, too, I don't agree with that necessarily, maybe, but that, no. Mm-mm.
Well, make sure you come back on Monday and check back in where we're at. I'm sure you're going to hear about the end of the show, as we're a very accountable show now.
That's right.
We hold ourselves to a very high bar, so we will be recapping that at the end of the show Monday. But we're going to take a quick break now. When we come back, we got to highlight the Mayville State Championship game. They will be playing Northwestern tomorrow at 4 o'clock over there at Camp Randall. Hopefully it starts at 4. It depends on with all these games when they end. But we have to talk about a Cardinals team with a chance to put their second ever gold ball in that trophy case. We'll do that right on the other side of the break here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This is Doug Kraft, head coach of the Beaver Dam Golden Beavers boys high school hockey team, and you're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, home of the Golden Beavers.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
from the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. The state of Wisconsin is sending $282 million to communities all over Wisconsin to modernize their water systems. Beaver Dam, Iron Ridge, and Climate share some of that money. Everyone representing Wisconsin in the U.S. House and Senate agreed yesterday to release the Epstein files. President Trump could have ordered the files on the notorious sex offender be released himself. People in Wisconsin would be banned from using their food share benefits to buy soda and candy if a bill in the Assembly today becomes law. Republican sponsors say the idea is to encourage better nutrition. Saturday is your last chance to drop off yard waste at Beaver Dam on the weekend. The city's yard waste drop-off site switches to winter hours after this weekend. Good news if you love Culver's. The Wisconsin-based burger chain has launched a new Delicious Rewards loyalty program this week. From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Experience, knowledge, results. That's what really matters when you need help after a serious truck accident. You'll need a lawyer experienced in fighting and winning for people just like you. Gruber Law Offices has the resources, strong track record of success, and a team of experienced lawyers to take care of your needs. We've successfully helped people injured in big truck accidents for more than 35 years. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
You can do more than just admire the Daily Dodge TV studio online. You can sponsor it too. If you want to bring more attention to your business, contact us by leaving a message at 920-885-4442 or click the Contact Us tab at dailydodge.com.
Orthopedic pain shouldn't disrupt every part of your life. You sit out when others head out. You find yourself saying, not today, when you really wish you could say yes. Make a change. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can guide you through a full scope of orthopedic care. We have surgical and non-surgical treatment options to get you back in action. No referral needed, because life is better with the freedom to move. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Call us today.
Adopting a teen was more fulfilling and rewarding than we ever thought it would be. We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Whether it's the Golden Beavers, the Rockets, or the Warriors, the Dam Sports Show talks about your favorite local teams on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. And it's presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Figured Charlie Durham would enjoy that again. We said it last week. It's the best Rocky by far. But it feels like when you're going into a state championship game, I thought about putting in Gonna Fly Now, something like We Will Rock You. No. We need the Ivan Drago. We need that in the winter, punching trees and like bench pressing logs. That's what the kind of energy we're looking for right now.
Whatever it takes. That's absolutely right. Yeah, whatever it takes, especially... Wait, now I'm getting my Rockies confused. At the beginning, there's a bit of tragedy, right?
In Rocky IV?
Yeah.
Well, Apollo I mean, Creed, Apollo right? Creed. Yeah, I was going to say. Okay, he dies.
Right, that's a big spoiler there.
Could have been anybody.
But hey, like, what did Rocky do? He responded.
He did?
He responded.
Well, the problem is this year, Mayville hasn't had an Apollo Creed fall because they haven't fallen all year. And they are going to be playing Northwestern tomorrow. You're going to be able to hear that one on 95.3 WBEV with Wade Bates and myself on the... Or, well, I guess that'll be Mike and Tim. Sorry, mixing up the division games. I'll be there as a fan supporting for Mayville at that point. So I get to just throw on my Cardinals hat and kind of be like a little fanboy in the stands. I'm really excited. But this is going to be between two undefeated programs, and it's an opportunity for Mayville to put their second ever gold ball in the trophy case, which has been a long time coming. And yesterday we played the Scott Hilbert interview.
and I was telling you a little bit before as well, his father, Alex Hilber, was the head coach in 1994 when the Mayville Cardinals won their only gold ball. And you could hear the excitement, the passion, the opportunity in Scott Hilber's voice that if I can get a gold ball up next to his, that would be a very special moment for not only the school, the town, but personally for him. Is I can't even imagine. Your dad wins a gold ball, and then you go back to the same school and have a chance to do the same thing.
Yeah, what a story. I didn't realize that before the interview yesterday, and like that's amazing. Obviously, like I don't even know what more to say to that. That would be an incredible story. Just got to hope that they can cap it off and get there.
Yes. Well, and one of the things he talked about was that he feels very good about the balance of this group versus they even went to the state game and won silver balls in 21 and 22. But this time around, when they do feel like they have the need to pass, I know these numbers aren't gaudy. They're not going to jump out. It's one of those D5 kind of state games where you have 4,000-yard rushers on both sides or teams anyways. But when they've needed a big play from the passing game in the playoffs, it's capitalized each time. I feel like that's going to have to happen tomorrow for either one of these teams. You're going to have to do some things that you're probably not as comfortable doing, but there's a reason why these were the last two undefeated teams entering the state playoffs or are in the state playoffs last week. It carried over both one state semifinal matchups to get to this point as well. But
I will be – oh, sorry.
No, please go ahead.
Well,
I was rambling.
It'll be really interesting to see, like, you know, when – kind of like when we were talking to Hunter about how there's some different games where there's completely different styles and styles make fights. This is pretty similar. You know, it's kind of the same weight class in that if, you know, keeping with the boxing in there. I'll be curious to see, like, who is forced to make that adjustment first, what that adjustment ultimately is, and whether or not it can work. Because that first adjustment, or whether or not the team does make that adjustment, I'm speaking really broadly because ultimately we'll see on tomorrow. But whoever has to make that first adjustment, if it works, that'll flip the game.
It will. When you hear it so often in these kind of games, but it's so important to start fast because neither one of these teams are very comfortable, or not very comfortable. They haven't had to be comfortable playing from behind. They've both been very dominant this year. Mayville's played in really tight games in the playoffs, which I talked to Coach, and he said it can be a blessing that we came through because you know what's coming in this state game. Northwestern hasn't won a game by one possession this year, and that includes last week. This is a wagon that they are going to be playing. So if you start fast and you put them behind, all of a sudden you start having those thoughts come in your head of, wait a minute, this is not the same kind of team we've been playing all year. And I think that whether that be making the opposing quarterback make mistakes, they're only averaging like about 80, 90 yards passing a week too. So very run-heavy scheme. So who can stop the run? Who wins that line of scrimmage is going to be very, very important. But we are going to throw it to break now. When we come back, we are excited because we have our second edition of Who Said It Wednesday, where we're going to welcome on Ashley Dobrzynski. She's going to be feeding us quotes from around the office, from around the sports world, and one that's kind of a miscellaneous. That could be anything.
Wait.
We got dominated in that, by the way.
What happened to her favorite word, contemporary?
I didn't get to say it because I thought she'd beat me in the commercial break, so I was scared.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Do you want to talk about this?
We might have to later. It's a little tough sometimes at the workplace. We'll revisit that. When we come back, we'll have Dobes. That'll be next here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 36. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Slight chance for drizzle. Daytime highs approaching 50. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 32. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Currently, it's 40 degrees.
Make sure your furnace is playing at full strength. Schedule maintenance with JB Mechanical and stay warm while you catch the games this season. Up next, the latest weather on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Prize Picks is the best way to win cash on the Packers, on the Bucks, and whether it's football, basketball, or both, Prize Picks makes every game more exciting. Hey, it's Mark Tauscher here with ESPN Wisconsin, and I've been playing Prize Picks, and it is as fun and simple as it gets. Which players are going to go off? Which ones are overhyped? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds, and you can turn your takes into cash. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats, get them right, and you can cash in. And now Prize Picks has stacks. Pick the player up to three times in one lineup. You want more on Giannis's threes, assists, rebounds? Stack them all only on Prize Picks. Plus, you can follow other players and copy their lineups in one click in the new feed tab. And with injury reboots, if your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, it won't count as a loss. Deposits are fast and easy with Venmo, Apple Pay, and MasterCard, and more. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WI and you get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI for Prize Picks. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
Get organized and save big money with Dakota Closets at Menards. Dakota Closets can be installed in any room, from home offices and laundry rooms to walk-in or reach-in closets. Use the You Create Closet Planner, available in-store or online, to design a Dakota closet system that maximizes your space and matches your style. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Take your shot at amazing prizes with the Daily Dodge Deer Hunter Contest presented by Seed Extreme and Leroy Meats. If you harvest a deer, submit a picture to DailyDodge.com November 22nd through the 30th. Then December 4th through the 11th, fans will vote on their favorite. Prizes from Seed Extreme and Leroy Meats will be awarded to the first and second place in the adult category and one winner in the youth category. Find more details at DailyDodge.com.
Oh wow, they're out. A triple play. Did you see that relay race?
Wally, are you just saying random sports terms? This is a football game.
I'll be honest, Sherry, I've been running on empty. My pantry's looking like a bye week. A Wally with no snack is just not a Wally at all.
Cheer up. You just need to get over to Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly in Beaver Dam and Mayville. Score big this fall with game day snacks, beverages, meats, and more. Stock up in store and check out weekly deals online at foxbrospigglywiggly.com. Make every game day a touchdown.
Looking for a new doctor? Prairie Ridge Health's Family Medicine Team is welcoming new patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Marshall, and Sun Prairie. From wellness checks to managing chronic conditions, we are here to care for you at every age and every stage of life. Meet our providers and schedule an appointment at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stay tuned to the Dam Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Get the inside look at Beaver Dam High School Athletics. Weekdays at 4 on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. It's lucky it's not Monday because accountability is some lacking right now in our commercial breaks here going into the fourth segment. Charlie, I'm going to leave it there. You know, we welcome Ashley Dobrzynski to the show. And Dobes, this was your brainchild last week. This is going to be you giving us three different quotes. One of these is going to be from around the office. One is from around the contemporary sports world.
Good word.
Thank you very much. It felt good. And then for the last one, we're going to have a miscellaneous quote that we give you a lot of freedom on, which I'm a little worried about, to be frank. Where
it's
do you want to start?
Thanksgiving themed.
It's Thanksgiving themed.
Do you want to start with that one?
You know what? Sure. Let's start with Thanksgiving today.
Okay, ready?
All right.
I can't cook a Thanksgiving dinner. All I can make is cold cereal and maybe toast.
I'm going to say Nick Miller from New Girl.
No.
That's a good guess.
That was a strong guess.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I immediately went to
I thought Charlie Brown. She was going to hit us with Charlie Brown.
That was it.
Oh! That was Charlie Brown?
Yep.
No, he's our first winner in this.
Come on.
How is Charlie Brown? Can you read that again for me?
I can't cook a Thanksgiving dinner. All I can make is cold cereal and maybe toast.
And that was Charlie Brown who said that.
Yep.
The record might show that you said Charlie Brown first, though.
But it was not like I thought you and I had the right idea because we're like Thanksgiving. She's going Charlie Brown. Plays into your costume from a few weeks ago. Right. Unfortunate.
She made.
Charlie gets the first point in this. All right. Where do we want to go next? Are we going contemporary sports? Oh, it's football. Okay.
It's football.
So it's not another sport.
I didn't come to Vegas to roll the dice. I came to run the table.
Oh, that's got to be like Geno Smith.
Yeah. It's amazing because Geno Smith was the person earlier today. You and I were talking in the office. I'm like, I think there's a quote out there that if you give me, I will know for a fact. And it was a different Geno Smith press conference quote.
He didn't write back.
He literally came out there. He didn't write back. Great point, by the way. But in this interview, same one, he goes, well, if there's a problem on the field, blame it on me. If there's a problem with the receivers, blame it on me. If there's a problem with, like, your little kid, blame it on me. It was one of those. I'm like, I'm so ready. Roll the dice. Yeah.
That was the one that I wasn't completely sure.
Oh, yeah.
If it was going.
Full disclosure, 35 seconds before we came back from break, Ashley Dobrzynski's like, really hope one of these is real. She verified that was said. It has occurred.
It was said.
All right.
All right. Now around the office.
We have one more for around the office, and we might actually have time for a bonus tweet or two that I know that you've been holding on to.
Yes. Oh, yes. No. All right.
Charlie's like, the career's over.
Oh, no.
We had a good run.
Canceling me.
All right. Both said Big J at the same time. Guess when the title calls you, it calls you.
One more time.
Both said Big J at the same time. Guess when the title calls you, it calls you.
Big J is something that I feel like only you and I use in this office.
Right, so that's why I'm confused.
And I'm thinking that you would have said something at the same time as Jason Wilde, and I would have hit you both with Big J moment.
I think Dylan Rhodes might have said this. Hearing that we both said Big J at the same time.
All right, I'm going to lock myself in. He's locking in Dylan Rhodes. Who do we have around the office saying Big J?
It is Wally.
You're dang right it is.
Cop out.
See, I know my own brain. Although,
well, it was a toss-up between you two, really.
Well, one of the fun things about this segment that you've been doing is you've been scouring through old tweets and old posts, old texts from Charlie and I. And I know that you mentioned that you have one for each of us today.
Well, that one I just mentioned was you on Twitter, actually.
That was me on Twitter?
That was.
Oh, it wasn't even about you.
Sorry. Yeah.
Do I get partial credit?
It was Charlie responding. You two both were responding on something.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know if I want to know the original.
I don't actually know if I do either, to be completely frank. How about this? Is this a Charlie Dern tweet coming up here?
You have to guess.
This is like a roast.
Yeah, I think this turns into a Charlie Dern roast. We have about two, three minutes left. I'd love to hear a tweet from Charlie Dern.
It is time to admit and accept we are the Chicago Bears of the Big Ten.
See, that's a good one, though, because you kind of get to, like, be self-depreciating.
Well, every year we're like, this is great. I probably said that in, like, 21 or something like that.
2022.
Yeah.
Well
see,
done.
Yeah.
So that was still an Aaron Rodgers project out there, or that was the Badgers.
Now we're going back into the negativity thing. You know, I mean, I guess so. I guess maybe it's true, and I have to look within and find the light in my fandoms.
Well,
Wisconsin football, every year it's like, we're gonna do it this year, and then, oh, man.
You were listening to Jason Wilde earlier. Debbie Charlie or what? Charlie Downer.
Is that
feel applicable?
I think it could work.
Yeah, I think so too.
Charlie Brown probably plays like more than anything, right? Because he's always like, you know, he's got his shoulders down and he's always like Lucy's always disappointing him or Linus isn't being nice.
If we are in the confidential cabana, that's a much better name than Charlie Downer. But I'm kind of married to that already.
Okay.
So in my head, even though Charlie Brown does apply more, Charlie Downer might be the winner here.
We need something that like works phonetically better, though.
Yeah.
Crying Charlie. Like something crying. We gotta go CC with it. It can't just be.
You gotta go CH at that point.
Huh?
It's not like you can't go like Cocky Charlie or something like that. It's got to make the phonetically and it's got to sound correct.
Well, no one would ever say that about me, you know? I'm just a very humble guy.
That's true.
They wouldn't say that.
Well, and that's the thing. If nobody is going to talk about how humble you are, you're going to be there to remind them.
No. I hate it when they're talking about like all of my achievements in my athletic career. Like, I'm like, please stop. Like, we all have heard that story about when I birdied hole number 10 at Whistling Straits, the Irish course, senior year of high school, 2019. Like, everyone's like, Like, guys, like, I don't need you to bring that story up again.
No, not again. Like, just, you can't walk around town without people
please
noticing.
Please stop talking about that. It's always what I'm asking people.
No, well, and we'll do our best here to not put that limelight on you. I know that you don't like to be in that, so we appreciate you even being vulnerable enough to share that today.
Yeah, thank you. I never mean to be a diva, you know?
No, not on this show. We don't have divas here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jobes, thank you as always for coming on for this. It's going to be fun over the next few months. Hope you're ready for more quotes next week. Maybe next time we'll know if they're real before 3:54. With that being said, that's going to do it for the Damn Sports Show. Make sure you're listening to the Mayville State Championship on 95.3 WBEV at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Homer Hour coming up next.
When you're high, you feel different. Pretty obvious, right?